From the book of Psalms, Psalm 12, verse 1 says, "Help, Lord." Hear David in a prayer for help as he and the nation of Israel is falling into turmoil. He and the nation of Israel are at risk of death and annihilation. Here he cries out for help. And we today often suffer similar to those in the scriptures. There are those today who are suffering financially. Their home is at risk. Food is scarce. Bills piling up. Those suffering from the loss of a loved one, dealing with the hurt and grief that comes with it. Those that are suffering as their children are going astray, wandering as lost sheep. Those that are suffering in their health, in their bodies, in their mind, gut-wrenching pain, and the loss of their faculties. Those that are suffering from worldly temptations, from stress, and many are at their wits' end. All these sufferings from all of us point to a similar remedy, to where we cry out for help from the Lord. Here, David doesn't have a long prayer. His prayer is short. Help, Lord. Scripture teaches in 1 John chapter 5, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Hear David praying a short prayer, answered by the Lord. He knew where to go for help, as we should, for the Lord requires us to pray, to seek him, to repent, to seek him with the whole heart. Psalm 121 says, "I look to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord." Scripture teaches in Psalm 46 that the Lord is a very present help in the time of trouble. Psalm 27, verse 14, oftentimes teaches us to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen our heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Scripture teaches in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land." Scripture teaching in Philippians chapter 4, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Scripture after scripture teaches us to seek the Lord for our very help, and he will respond with the peace of the Holy Spirit, with the provision from the Lord, by sending people our way to be a help. The Lord is faithful to 1,000 generations. He loves us with an everlasting love. He will never leave us nor forsake us. David cried out, "Help, Lord," and we often should follow this example, fall on our knees, look to the hills, and cry out, "Help, Lord." Example after example in the scriptures, as the Lord delivered those in need of help. Daniel in the lion's den, the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, Paul lost at sea. The Lord is faithful to 1,000 generations. Cry out to God for help. Seek him with the whole heart, and he will make a way out of no way. This principle is echoed in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 9, the prayer of Jehoshaphat, which reads, "If, when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine. We stand before this house and in thy presence and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.